Simen Shin Aleph Seif Mem Dalet. Abole Hatzil Kalev Mifnei Adleiko. There's a big fire in the house, and he's coming to take out clothes from the fire. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Loivesh Kol Mashiyochel Lilboish. He wears couple clothes, one on top of each other. Ve'oitev Kol Mashiyochel La'atoif. Ve'poishet, and he takes it out, and he takes it off. Ve'choizer, he goes again into the house. Ve'loivesh V'moitzi. And again he does it. Apashta Seif. Now, the question in this Seif is the follows. We have two Seifim that Be'etz and this Halacha already comes. In Shin Lamedalet Seif Ches, we have exactly the same Seif. When there's a fire in the house, you're not allowed to be Moitzi everything outside. Even when there's a Eruv, not because Isur Tiltul, Gzeire, that you will be busy taking out the house, you will come to shut off the fire. So they were Matir Mozin Sholosh Seudas. So in Shin Lamedalet Seif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, ולויבש כל מה שיוכליל בש ומויצי בפוישת וחויצו ולויבש ומויצי בפוישת ויש מי שאומר שאין לויבש ומויצי אלו פעם אחת. We pass like the first sheet. So this is one halacha without Isur Tiltul. We learn in Seif Lamedalet in our Simen Seif Lamedvov Mutar Lotus B'Shabbos B'Shtei Malbushim Zeh Al Gabei Zeh. You're allowed to wear two kind of clothes, one on top of each other. Ben letzolke, ben letzori chaveiroi, chagur es nat. So you're allowed to. So what is Shulchan Aruch is coming to say here? So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to learn like this. Here we're talking not of the chilush mipnei adleiko. This is where we learn in Shin Lamedalet. Here we're talking that isur oitzoy to rishus harabim. But you're allowed to, because we learn in Seif Lamedvov that you're allowed to wear two clothes on top of each other. So what is the chiddush here? Till we learn only two, three, that is the derech to wear. Well, the marshal, two belts, you're not allowed to. It's mechzik imasri, because no one wears two belts on top of each other. So the 100 clothes that no one wears on top of each other, it's also. Here they were matir. We've had leke, even 100 clothes that no one wears. So much clothes, even when it's cold. This they were matir, we've had leke. Why? Because in the Maisa, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Kotel, and Seif Lamedvov, that it's only a Yisur Derabbanan to take it out one on top of each other when it's not a Derech, because Mechzik Emasui. Here Chazal will matter. So this Seif is again as Yisur Oitzoe, and even so it's Mutam Mipnei Adleiko. Mishnah Mezaman Oyobach brings in Shmira Shabbos that in the Mogen Avrom and Seif Kotel Nun Dalet and the Goyen is mashman not like that. That even Mipnei Adleiko, only what is derech to wear, that amount you're allowed to. More from that you're not allowed to. And what is the chiddush here? I don't know. So the chiddush here is the same aloch of Shin Lamedalet. That you're allowed to, and there's no gzeirah shiyovei lechabos. Not klo, what is the chiddush for the second pshat? Seif memhei. Mishen nishru keilov v'mayim, his clothes got wet in water. He's allowed to walk with him. We'll learn later in Seif Memvav that you're not allowed to carry wet clothes on Shabbos. You will come to be seichet. Here the halacha is, if your clothes that you're wearing get wet, you're allowed to carry on walking with them, and there's no chashi. There's a lot of chidushim here, because lemaisa he's carrying the water. The clothes are full with water soaked inside. We'll see later, it's not so pasha to carry water in Shabbos, even on your body. Here, Rabbi Zalman Erbach says, we see that it's pasha, that it's mutter. Another shaila, the clothes are wet. When you're walking with them, you for sure, as a psikresha, you'll be seichet. Your pants are wet, your trousers are wet. You sit on them, they get wet. Your socks are wet. It says the difference what you're allowed to walk with. We spoke about it already in the Alochev, Hoylecher Agrup Meiraboy, you're allowed to go in the Nohor. Okay, the clothes, maybe it's not a psikresha, the socks is a psikresha. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Yom Kippur, you're walking with ampeloes, it's clothes, it's socks, or shoes are not from leather material. And even so, you're allowed to walk in the water like with me, Rabbi Beregel. I have a psikresha. It's mashma, it's mutter, and it's mashma, you're allowed to get dressed in it, you're allowed to take it off. Are you coming to be seichet? They said, we said, I think over the shiurim we mentioned from the stipler that his socks got wet once in Yom Kippur, he didn't put down the foot. Over here it's mashma, you're allowed to. So this is also the chidushim of this halacha. But he's not allowed to take off the coat and to spread it to dry. Why? People will think that he made laundry in Shabbos. ואפילו בחדר חדורים שאין שם רואים עשו, he knows that he didn't do laundry. Even so, כל מה שעשו חכומים עשו אפילו בחדר חדורים and no one sees. ולא יעשו אלא לשוטחום בשבס. But, אם שוטחום מערב שבס כלים המחובוסים, אין חייב לסלקם בשבס. He doesn't have to take it off. If you put it on before Shabbos, he's not mechuyav to take it off before Shabbos. We see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Bemaim, ben adam mekshomim asher nofal banor v'nislach rechuk eilav. Say if it rained, or he fell into a river. Hoylech mem shalei osru ala odim avgodim shalei v'shoisam. They didn't answer the clothes that he wears. Ve'afilu im nishu keilav levad, and he wants to pick them up to wear them. Hu loiv shemitchilu ma'alech b'em. If he needs to walk with them, he's allowed to. If he doesn't have different clothes, because the Sharatzion explains, we'll learn later, you're not allowed to carry wet clothes. The answer is, when you don't have different clothes, you're allowed to. Ve'lo yishtachem, but you're not allowed to spread it. I'm going to say that davka kshenishru b'mayim, that it's wet completely. Avli mnoflu mayim mo'otim aleim mutor l'shotchom. The same way we'll see later in the Ramadan, if it's a little bit water, you're allowed to carry it, you're allowed to be shaytach it. The leke le meichesh b'zeh sheikh shidu shekib so. Aval arba achoyim seifim de'in lechalek b'zeh. Why? You write, einach nam, you're allowed to carry, we're not choyshe sheyobu de schite. Aber if you made kibus, even b'mikzas, it's also. So if you dry it, it's a gzeire de Rabbanu. Ve'afilu u'bgodim ha'melafafim b'em tinoikes. Shekirim Val is what is called diapers, the old material diapers. Mutal Shotchum Basis she snag, but you want to put it again on the kid. The Afilu Bachama Bachosa that people could see. The cave in the Yeshalem Gamitsoya's cotton, the has in it the tsoyev and the little kid. Vim came Murashale keeps and everyone sees that it was not Mechubas. The Lekh Shoda. The Emshara Afilu Ainalayim Tsoya. Imlay Nisha Kula Bemaraglaim. The Hakal Yayim Shadar Hatinokis Lashtim. So they know it's a little bit wet from the baby. So it's a chidush. Shomzaman Oerbach in Shulchan Shlema brings down Efshar. It's a big chidush. Someone has a coat with a lot of from wool, a normal coat that no one will soak it in water. No one will make such a kibbutz. You send it to dry cleaning. And it got wet. So everyone understands that you're drying it because it got wet. I'm not saying lemaise. Avraham Shemazal will bring such a tzad. You have to know such a tzad. Maybe to be mitzarif it later to different zachim. Sifkot mikuf samachay. Mechaber chadorim atam deli chiluk lachachorim atakenosom. Chazal meil atakone, there's no chiluk. Kosbo ateis, zvei arosh. Tadavke mokim shichshah shichshadu haroim shal isu day reisef in kibus, gen kan bekibus. Vezeh osru afilu mechaber chadorim. מה שאין מדובר שהוא אוסו מדרבונון, אפילו למה שיזמרו הרואים, לא יחמירו לעשר, כי אם בפרסיה. So the person spoke about different clothing, that is no איסור די רייסה of kibus, and there's no איסור די רייסה of סייכת, synthetic, different kind of plastic. והוא בדו זו מוגן אברום, so could be there's no גזירה דרבונון? Could be there's no גזירה דרבונון, במילי יולה אותו בשטחת. At least not בחדר חדורים. I'm sorry, at least בחדר חדורים. במילא, זה עוני אסרד בפרס. אוסו, אל כנתלוני שמביאים בערב שבס, כשהוא לך מבית המרחץ, he brings towels from בית המרחץ, ישתכנו לנהג מבית יואל, to spread before שבס, ולא ינדן אל אחר שקיע. ואין לכמון, שין מבית דמוך שם דמוצור לי למוך לצר שבס, יש לו אוקל לשוסכם בן השמושת. שיזור שלא יסחתנו, we have to know what is the case exactly. Because lechua we'll see later, it's not supposed in Shin Ches. See if God is amargim in the Mishnah Berurah that if it's osur ben Hashmoshes to carry it because it's wet, like we'll see later. So why is no isur mukta? But we'll see later that could be in towels. There's no isur because people are not makti in it. So b'meila there's no isur tiltur. So b'meila if it dries up in Shabbos, you're allowed to use it, and there's no mukta. Well, Hashem, we'll see later the cases. Ein echayev lesalkom if you put it before Shabbos. אפילו הם שטוחים נגד האומן, everyone sees it. ואתם דעיקר עכשיו אינו אלו כששוטחום בשבס. Why? אז יש רגליים לחשוד, זה קיבסו מהיום, מסתום, he made the laundry today. ואם קיבסו מהאתמול, if he made laundry before שבס, זה שוטחום מהאתמול. כאילו יאימו שנשאו במים, people don't know that we came wet in שבס. שנעדו לי יעידים בזה. לפי דם אז משמע, that the issue is not only בשעס דשטיחה. Even when people see it around, if they know that he put it on בשבס, the choshet that he was over Yisur Kibbutz. They know he put it before Shabbos, they're not choshet. And why? Because they say, why he didn't put before Shabbos? So the Mishnah Halacha wants to say lefize that if you spread it in Shabbos, you should tell you have to take it off. You have to know what Isur Muktzeh, what is the case, how you take it off, what is the problem with Isur Muktzeh. But if you put it in Shabbos, also you'll have to take it off. Only if it was there Erev Shabbos, there's no gzeire to leave it. I saw it brought down from the Chazonish that even that it's mutar, lo yoyodai to noicho, that things were hanged on the line outside in Shabbos. This is what I saw, they brought down b'shem the Chazonish. Seif memvov. Bgodim ashruim b'mayim, osu lenagvim samuch lo'esh. Clothes that got wet in Shabbos, or even before Shabbos, you're not allowed to dry them in Shabbos near the fire. Mishnebura kuf samaches. Afilu shriya mu'etes, even if it's not so wet, there was no gzeir shriya v'lischer, but near the fire it's also. Osu lenagvim, afal gav, de afilu b'chama osu, tu sheiteach it, osu mishum aris ayin l'chud, and it's only if it's a shtiche. Kolmah shanochet b'neged ha'ez, yesh isur teiro. Why? Mishum mevashel, mishum melabed. The derech lizdam and alitanu. And gam the osu machmezele nagvom, afilu kshu lo bushboem. Imoim and neged achoim, imokim shayat seledes. Isur, to put it near the fire. Somuch lo esh, vua din the osu lanichem alitanu, imokim shayat seledes. Vailom nechsholim bezeh, bavinuseinu orabim. Shemanichim bachoyer vgodim lachim alitanu, cham lenagvom. Ubemokim shayat seledes, vayim mutor lenagvom. You're allowed to dry it. So what stays here in Aloha? You're not allowed to dry it near the fire. As Mishabur says, Isu Dei Reise. Mishlo Mezamen and Lamala Bakoidesh Chasim Sefer Rav Kiveh Eger Big Arichus. What is the Isu Mevashel? It dries up. It disappears. What is the Isu Melaben? And when it dries up in the sun, it's also Melaben. Every time when it dries up. Why are the Isur Dei Reise? Mishlo Mezamen Arichus Shuch HaShleim and Shmir HaShabbos. What is exactly the Isur? Chasim Sefer says when something burns, it's not called Mevashel. Isur Basa Becholov. You burn a candle. It's not a Bishul. It's a big Arichus. It's Ein Zeh Mekumenu. You have to know that. The second part of Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to be Menagvim, not Derech Shtiche. I want to read a Shara Tzion Reish Yud Beis. It's a big Yesoit in this Halochis. If drying and hanging wet clothes in Shabbos, Reish Yud Beis, his mazel what he said, shelo yanichom derech shchita, the mistabe the isur marisayin udavke kshesotchom, the oziyim v'shekipsom, the derech lishchotom achar kvisa, chin mashmo beliyahu rabbe. But lenagvom loy derech shchita shticha, mashmo that it's mutar even if you wanted to dry. And the mele, I want to say the following aloches. I double checked it tonight with the Baal Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso Meir Rabbi Agoy Rabbi Yeshua Neuwert, and I spoke over to the Mechaber Baruch Shabbos Agoy Rabbi Yitzchak Rubin. They wanted to say the following aloches. You're allowed to hang clothes to dry if you're not doing a derech shticha. And they explain like this: derech shchita, you have a wet coat, you spread it on a bench to dry. Also, he said the coat from Shem Zalman. Wet towels to spread them to dry, also. Even to hang them, if you hang them on the line, where normally you hang your clothes to dry after your laundry is, also. But, if you have a coat and you hang it, stam. Shmuzama says, even if you put it on a hanger, but you're not, if you don't want it to crease, but you're not sheiteach it. Even if you put it in the shower, if normally you don't put clothes after the, when you make a laundry in the shower, just you're putting them there, you don't want it to drip. Even if you want it to dry. You're allowed to, you're hanging it because you want it to dry. But you're not doing the shchit tiche. Even if you're hanging it, it's mutter. Just you can't put it in a place that normally you put clothes to dry there after laundry. But even if normally you put the coats, lamazongen, in the shower when they're wet, but it's not because you do laundry you put them there. Then it's mutter. That's what I wanted to say. What would be, but Rav Shmuel Asherd, Hevel, Shalan Batya is a place that people put clothes to dry. Yesterday, stop it. What would it be if you put the towels to dry there normally? But coats, you never put it to dry. Any idea the gvul? The Ramo is mamshich. The osur letaltalom. Shema yovel deschit. Vushemak vidal meimo. Isur the rabbanon to carry it. The osur leilach b'shabbos mokum shecholayachlik v'lipel b'mayim shema yishru b'kleilo v'yovel deschit. The osur letaltalom v'davke kshenishru b'mayim merubim. אבל כשבוע למים מאותים לחשינו שיבואו לסחית, כדלקמון בסימן שינבי סעיף תס בעגוי. שמרק בדיינו שנרואית שיהיה במים, אבל מתנו ששרים תמיד במים מלוך ושמותו בטלטול. So זה איסור טלטול. Now we have to know. The Mogen Avraham brings down that 10 people allowed to carry, 2 people allowed to carry, the Matkir HaDodi. Now, in Shin Ches, if Kotten Samach Gimel Mishneh Berurah brings down, I want to read it inside. וגם מאיר שנסיעה שפוקצת מבועד יוים, דימו יוטיפח המנס להתפיח בן השמושס, עושו לטלת לחלו כל השבס, ניגו להתקצוי לבן השמושס, כדי אל שין א' סיף מבוב בהגועד עד עצמו קצה, התקצוי לכול היוים. And the poets can speak about it, it's not so pushed. I want to explain. First, you're allowed to carry 10 people together. So it's not mukta be'etzem. So why it's also mukta? So in the Mishneh Berurah before in Sif Kotten Mem Dalet, Sif Kotten Kuf Mem Vav, and not Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Kotten Kuf Samach Beit, that if you don't have different clothes, you're allowed to wear them. So that mamish mukta be'etzem. So why you're not allowed to carry them when they dried up? Shemazamul wants to say it's Gemorah B'de'odom. Only when it was wet and it was not meant to be closed, dry in Shabbos, and then it got dry, it's mukta. Rabbi Yashi wants to say it's mukta anyway. So this shayla be'etzim, laundry that got dried in the middle of Shabbos, if you're allowed to use or not, will be'ez Hashem speak about it in Shin Ches. So if Kotten Samach Gimel in the Mishavur and the Shir Adir will speak about the klolim, when we have ilchis mukta, when we don't have ilchis mukta. Now it says that matloiniers that are meant to be wet, people are not makpid, it's not mukta. Is the washing cloth is inside the sink? It's not mukta. You're allowed to move him. When you move it, maybe some water drops. Why it's not sikresha of schita? Ain't he there? It's really going back to the same shaila. How are you allowed to wear this kind of clothing? The place can bring down shachloch harav that if it's dirty drink inside, it's no chash of schita. And the mele is also, you're allowed to move it. Lemoshal of petel, dizachen, all different kind of drinks. Soak into the clothing, it's not called mukta, and you're allowed to move it in Shabbos. Seif mem zayin. Lo yishtach odom eskelov b'Shabbos, afilu min hazeyah. This isur is even when your clothes are wet from sweat. So a lot of times, simchaster, you finish the dance, you come home, you want to put your shirt to dry, you want to put your undershirt to dry. It's also l'shotchom. Not l'shotchom you're allowed to, but l'shotchom, this is the halacha, we learn it's also. Seif Memches. Mistapek Odom Baltunis, a person that takes a shower or is wet, could wipe his body, his hands. Pirush Bebeged, Shemistapkim Beleachar Sheroichtim, it's a towel. Umeviya Beyodai, is one Chiddush, is allowed to wipe himself in a towel, and we're not choishes that he will come to Schitem, and is allowed to carry the towel even that it's wet. And even that we learned in Seif Memvov, you're not allowed to carry wet clothing in Shabbos. And we're not choishes that he will come to make a ma'aseh schita. But to the people that are in charge on the Beis HaMerchatz, shem chashudim ala schita. These people are choshed on a schita. And why it's mutal? We have really three reasons in the poiskim. Mishneh Berurah brings two, and in the end he says the third one. Mistapek odom masha mogen avrom de bezman hazeh toiv li histapek bedobor she'ein makbid al meimov. Ubebiur agrom mashma de stamat linis u dobor she'ein makbid al meimov. So Mishneh Berurah brings down mashma b'mogen avrom de bezman hazeh it's better to wipe yourself with a dobor she'ein makbid al meimov. Ubegrom mashma de stamat linis u dobor she'ein makbid al meimov. What is this mogen avrom? So mogen avrom asks the kasha, why are you allowed? You're not allowed to carry your wet clothes. And the Magen Avraham answers because they have to let him to rinse. And if they have to let him to rinse, as in Shabbos, he has to wipe himself. And if he can't carry the towel, he will not wipe himself. If he doesn't wipe himself, he will not wash. And it's not in Shabbos. So they had to be matirit. Bizman hazeh, the Magen Avraham is Messiah. And bizman hazeh, that rechitza is not so needed. Lechua, you would not have a heta. I read the Loshen. The Magen Avraham is in Sif Kotten Nun Ches. Lechu emash vade bezman hazeh de'efshor beloy rechitze. Osu liistapek. Mi yushleima deloy gozru. Umikol mokim tev liistapek bedobor shein makbid al meimov. So better to wipe yourself in something that you're not makbid al meimov. So then anyway it's mutter. The goyin learns that the heter is a different heter. Not because they had to be matirit. Just a towel is every time considered kedobor she'ein makbid al meimov. And the Eliyahu Rabbah is a third reason. A towel is considered like maim muatim. And my motim, Chazal never made a gzera to carry. Is a shayla if Chazal made a gzera to wipe with my motim? Or they didn't make a gzera, but to carry for sure they didn't make a gzera. To wipe, I'm not so sure. Anyways, Zogin de Poiskim, and I'll read a line in Sefer Ochi Shabbos from Agoyen Rabbi Tzchak Rubin. Perik Yud Gimel Seif Samachtes. Misha rochatz otobal b'mayim ve'ein lo imageves. He doesn't have a towel. Nach leku ha'poiskim imut alo ilo nageves asum imbeget shemak bidal meimov. So machlek is if he's allowed to use clothes to wipe himself if he's makbid al meimov. If he's not makbid, it's mutter. But if he's makbid. And he brings out, if the reason is like the Mogen Avram, b'meile, Chazal bin Nasser, b'diyevet it's mutter. So every case is mutter b'diyevet. Lekatchila not, b'diyevet, b'diyevet, lekatchila not. Aber lefide goyet, because Tam Etlinis is not makbid, here is makbid. If the reason like it's my motim, here it's not my motim. והוא ממשיך במשנה ברורה הוא מביא ביודו לתך בייסים במוקם שיש עירוב ואז הוא מבוא לאל והגוי דאוסו לטלת דובר השור במים שייני אוכי כיוון דהיתירו הסיפוג ולחושו לרחיצה משום דייבשו בלי סיפוג לקח יתירו גם להביא אלה בייסים כן כוסו מוגן אברום ולפי זה אחר שהביאו אלה בייסוי והניחו על מקוימוי שוב אוסו לטלת לו יזנו עתר. But the Eliorabe says that a towel is like my muotim, b'meile, v'legozor al titulim shem shem yischoit, even after he wiped himself. V'chein mashu b'yu agro demuto letal teloi, for the third reason. Why? Because he holds einu makbid al meimov. Seif memtes. Mutor lirchoitz yodov banohor b'shabes, you're allowed to rinse your hands in a nohor and shabes, to dip them in a nohor, u'bilvad. But he has to be makbid shel yotzim im amayim shealeihem chutz lenohor arba ames. When you take him out and they wet, you can't move away arba ames. Why arba ames you're allowed to? Because the halacha is the water is a karmelis, the nohor is a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry out from the karmelis to shesorabim, and you're not allowed to carry in the karmelis arba ames. Sfas hanohor bederech klal is like a karmelis, so you're allowed to go till arba ames in the karmelis. And the chiddush is you're allowed to be moiti the olif in the nor, and we're not choishes that you'll go far away, or we're not choishes that it's no isur to tzif in one kamelis that is called the nor to the sfas nor, or to shusarabim it's also to go with wet hands and to carry in the kamelis with wet hands also is also arba ames mishneh brura chutz nor arba ames noged arba ames from the stam mokem ayaboshes shasfas yom min nor isu kamelis abim asfas nor shusarabim also loiti yod min nor velo chutz et ol. אלו ינגבים התחילו היטב זו בזו עד שיסורו המים כי הנור הוא קרמליס ואוסו להויצי מקרמליס רשו סורבים הלוך היא not allowed to go with wet hands ברשו סורבים נעתם עם מויצי משו סיוח לשו סורבים שוכנור כן סימן שין חובוב סעיף זין hopefully בעצם השם הוא get there הרויכת בנור צורך שינגב גופו יופק שאילו מן הנור. A person that rinses in a nor has to wipe himself nicely when he goes out of the water. Because if not, the water will stay on him. And he will carry them arba ames be karmelis. You're not allowed to carry. Before we learn, even in the hands, here it says ribuy ma'im. Ain't no idea. אבל ההוי לך ושכנוח איזה ממשך בשו סורבים ומוטו סייכף על רוישה והלבושה לא יקפידו בוי. If it's pouring rain on his clothes, there's no איסור חזר ונאט ממקפיד. משנבו explains. When he goes up, he has to wipe himself right away and not to go with the water, even less marba ames. Why? Shema yishkach v'yelech be marba ames. Not like the hands. Mishabu is mamshich. Loik pidu on the clothes, on the coats and the clothes that got red from the wind, they're not makpid. Rotzoloima. Lefi shem muotim ven motu bem shiru tzas maim sheyishchayv. One reason is maim muotim. But in Poiskim has it's pouring rain. Why? Chazal cannot be goyzer. Why the iron taz? Double she yefshar. The mullet rains. Yefshar. It could not be goyzer. Even though it's interesting, it says that Aholich la'ayiv mirabai is allowed to go inside the nor even after he's carrying his clothes and lechod the weight with ribu mayim. So here it says clothes you're allowed to out because it's mute maim out because lo yigozru it's yefshar. But the hands we see that you're also we learn by us shin alef seif memches mmtes yishal ha-shoyel how much water is on the hands it's already mute maim why it's also Any idea? Maybe it's not mute. Clothes are mute. But lemaisa we have by us that the hands is also. So b'meile, some person came and said, if this is the case, so when someone goes to the mikveh, he has to wipe himself before he goes out of the mikveh. And Shabbos. I'll read inside. A person goes into the mikveh. Hatevel b'Shabbos. So first we have a loch etzor leizor me'oid sheloi l'schit esor esor. It's the isur schit and the hir. And what if he doesn't soich at the hir? He just takes a towel and pats it to machlekes. Some say it's mutter, some say it's asur. Now, zogin the poiskim, the people that don't wipe the beard and they go into the mikveh in Shabbos and they walk in the street after it, they carry the water inside the beard. And as Bavuz the stipler was makbid to go to the mikveh in Shabbos, he came from a chassidish background. And mitzad sheini, he didn't want to wipe his beard, and he didn't want to be over on this issu. So what he did is, he from the mikveh he went straight to shul, and he didn't stop in the middle. So it's moitzi m'shusayochi l'shusayochi d'rish sarabim. So it's only issu the rabbanon. And we saw in Simon Shin Chaval that they were matir in the cold because it's shaloi k'derech haitzoy or mayim bu'otim. It's mutar because it's shaloi k'derech haitzoy. So it's trei the rabbanon. Betziruf, lezorich mitzvah, shaloi k'derech, and ma'avir mishtayor l'shtayor l'shtarayim is the rabbanon, and it's miut ma'ar, and he didn't stop in the middle. This is the way the stipler was matir. So I want to read from the Piskei Tshuvos here. He's melaket very nice, the shaila here. I want to read a piece in the Piskei Tshuvos. Yes, shalom nu mikan an our seif. Shu adin shesh li zoher im mayim sfugim beskonei leamdim lo lotza shu sorabim ad shi yisnag bu amayim. Shu besva anoges chelek beiz, simen kufa en ches. Ve'yesh shekos vu she'eino yal amidas chasidus. Eretz ha-tzvi, shu tkinyan teire, prisoilom. Ve'ava mishne bura she'ichmu b'mayim she'biyodo yal elek atchila. The sheer mood kaze shel mayim lechoshuv klal ha'itzoy. Like we'll learn later. Ve'yesh moisif im svor lehatir. Al pi divrei atila ledovid. Shekosav, shemayim abluim, why are you allowed to go with mayim abluim bevgodov? Ein isum shum debeteli legabi beget. Only mayim and the hands are not bottled. Who adin bazokon, when you have a big beer with water, it's bottled to the zokon. And the bottom, he brings a shayla on it, if it's the same taker or not. Someone asked me a shayla. He's running and he's sweating. It's al gufo, if it's mutter or not. Stomach, it's mutter. You don't have the tila ledovid, maybe. But yefshal bin yanacher, if it's raining and his hands get wet, maybe it's yefshal bin yanacher. Seif nun. Yoitzim bepishtan soruk v'tzema menupot sheberoshe ba'al echatotim. A person is allowed to go out with a kind of sheitel. People that didn't have a hair, they put it on the hair like a sheitel. People sheba'al negoy, and most of his man shetzvom v'krocham. He painted them, he dyed them, and he banned them. That he was wearing it before Shabbos. Doesn't have to dafka go to Shusarabi. Seif nun. Balei chatotim voisim ze kedei shiyanire kesor al roishon. Shetzvom vekochom, aynu shetzvom lenoi vekochom emeshichet. Oz nechshav kemalbush. Oy sheyotso de golidai de malbush kaime. Vim lo yitzvom lo yotso. Af letalto lo mishum osu. משום מוקצה. אך אם חושב בבדיום לא תסבור מים בסימן למותו בטילטו. But לכו, he doesn't have to wear an hour before Shabbos. He could wear it in his house for an hour and then go out. Our shaitos for sure consider the malbush. There's no shayla about it. סעיף נון א' מותו לא תסבור מצנפה שטוילים בצבו למי שיש למקו ביודו או בזרוי. It's like a kind, the way the שכנור is משמע, he has like something on his neck and he holds his hand like we have today when people have a cast. He holds his hand, and you're allowed to. It's not considered tiltu. V'chem besmartutim, pirush chatir esbeged bolu yakuchim al hayad al haetzba sheyesh b'makir like a plaster. You're allowed to go out. The Mishnah Berurah sifkot nun alef sifkot mukpei mutolos shebekol elu hem nechshavim lemasui elo hem tachshit lehem ketachshit lehem. We explained already a couple times Tashi doesn't have to mean decoration, doesn't have to mean the word jewelry, means shimush, like we saw, old man is allowed to go with a stick when he can't walk without a stick. Beyodo, he has a sword in his hand, and this holds the hand. Kein tzorich loimal, this is the gilse. V'chein nitmas ba'le Shabbos v'teis the Shabbos. U'mashenim tzomei zetfus b'roishoi, that immediately he puts it on his head, to soifer. Siv kodem kuf mebeis, ha'kruchim ala yad, u'adin b'kruchim ala makom mamish. He's allowed to. Not only that he's holding his hand, he has like a spring hand. The ayin le'er siv chof beis siv chof ches, ma shekosavnu shom, v'kein iskimo ida arbe achoyim v'ad etzmuta. ומש מה מסתים עשה בחבר זה בזה נחשב כמלבוש אפילו לא יוצא בהם שואחזים בידיועים only in the first סעיף you need יוצא בהם שואחזים בידיועים מה שאין כן בסעיף נון קודם do you need it כי קוסם מגנברו מכם מצד אלי או רבי ואי מביר הגוד that some learn this not like that and if it is people that you learn not like that you will have to wear it a little bit before you go out to the street you have to be יוצא בידיועים Some want to say it's only on smartutim, but plasters that are made for that, for sure are bottled to the person, and Mamele is not even shining, that you're allowed to be yoitze, even if you put it right away in Shabbos.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com